All right, 7:40 on this Wednesday morning. Add another term to the 2020 glossary, and that is social districts. This is the idea here in Michigan to allow certain areas in certain communities where alcohol can be taken off premises and enjoyed out of doors. Joining us right now is the DDA director for Port Huron, Cynthia Cutright. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. This is one of those ideas that, boy, if we had had this back in May when the weather started getting nice, wouldn't that have been fantastic? But these things take time, and this idea really only kind of took shape about midsummer, didn't it?
It sure did. Really kind of once the shutdown happened, the legislature did begin looking into this pretty quickly. But, of course, they've got their own processes on their end, so that by the time this really came full swing and signed into law, it was July 1st. But within a week, we were taking action on it here at City of Port Huron to try and get this implemented into our downtown.
City Council met last night to, finalize this. So what happened last night?
So there's kind of a two-step process with this. One is City Council has to okay the social district in general, which is what they did a couple of weeks back, and that's when we applied with the liquor control to have the social district throughout our downtown. We received word about 2 weeks later that they okayed it, and immediately we set up the special council meeting that was for last night, because now the licensed establishments, our restaurants and bars downtown, have to then apply to be part of the social district as well, and they also need council approval. So that's what that was for last night, and we had 8 businesses apply, and council accepted all of them. So next steps are for them to finish their application and send that into liquor control.
Any idea as to how long that will take and when we'll see this, finally put into place?
Yeah, no, I really have a good feeling that liquor control is going to be pretty quick on this. So we're really keeping our fingers crossed for 1 week, 2 weeks max.
Remind us how this works. What are these social districts and what's going to happen? How does this all take place?
Yeah, so our social district is starts at Casey's Beer Street and goes all the way south of the bridge to Court Street, so just past Pompey's. It's a one block deep around Huron and Military. And what this is that it allows patrons to go into a restaurant, essentially get an alcohol to go, just a single cup, and they can head out onto the streets immediately. They have to stay within the social district area, and we also set up 2 commons areas that we encourage people to go to, and that's that beach that we created in front of McMoran, and it is the pocket park that's just south of the Military Street Bridge. One thing just to keep in mind is this isn't necessarily a bring-your-own-beer sort of situation. You do have to purchase the alcohol from our participating establishments.
Those 2 spots that you mentioned, by the way, the Pocket Park, in particular that man-made beach in front of McMoran, those have turned out to be pretty popular, especially on Fridays, haven't they?
They sure have. You know, we've been having the Shop Rock and Stroll, which is we have a couple bands each Friday evening sprinkled throughout downtown. And those 2 parks are hopping. And it's just so much fun to see people out in downtown again. It's been a long time since we've seen downtown so packed.
How long are you going to keep those going on Fridays?
That will actually go through the end of September. It was originally set that the last week would be this week, but then Nancy Windsor, our Parks and Rec director, came through, saw it was, you know, such a popular event that we were having and sponsored us for another month. So we're very grateful to the Parks and Rec department, and I'll be making that announcement on social media this week about the extension.
All right, fantastic. That's pretty cool because, hey, we get nice weather in September. Come on, you can get out in September and enjoy a Friday night, right?
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking, too. And there's nothing quite like, you know, maybe cozying up, grab a sweater, and hopefully you can grab a drink to go from your favorite downtown establishment here in a couple of weeks, too, to help keep you warm.
How long are these social districts going to remain in place for the foreseeable future? In other words, I mean, obviously by the time we get into October, there's not going to be an awful lot of call for sitting outside and enjoying a meal and a drink. But come next spring and summer, regardless of what's going on in the world, probably continue to see demand for that.
Yeah, you know, this is great because this will give us a couple months of a trial, so then over winter we can kind of, you know, make some changes if we need to. Currently, our council-approved management plan is set up from May 1st to October 31st. So starting in November, you know, we'll take a step back here at the city, see if there's anything to adjust. But then we would like to eventually make this a year-round availability, and certainly we'll be having this year after year.
That's fantastic. I know this has not been an easy process, but it seems to have gone along pretty well. Do you have a sense from other communities around Michigan? Is this something that a lot of other communities have jumped on?
We were one of the first adopters. I think when I double-checked to make sure our name was included on the list on their site, there was maybe only seven other cities that had so far taken this on. I imagine more will join with time, maybe just taking a little bit slower of a you know, walk through it just to make sure that is working out for other cities. But we wanted to be one of the first early adopters on this. It's an additional draw for downtown.
Absolutely. It's going to be quite popular, I'm sure, as we close out summer. In the meantime, we'll be looking forward to a lot more Friday nights in downtown Port Huron. Your Rock Shop and Stroll?
Rock and Stroll. You got
it. I got it. Fantastic. Hey, Cynthia, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate your time very much.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.